Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life.
As we saw, and as you can verify when you look up into the sky tonight, there's objects out there and there's space. That's basically what the world consists of. And the two dimensions are within you. And humans have become lost in one. So we are here to realize that dimension. It cannot be realized in the future. It cannot be made into an object of a search, because it's here now. The moment you're looking for it, you create a future. Now, what is future? It's a thought form. Apart from that, there is no future except as a thought form. Cannot come except as now. So it's now the arising of space consciousness, or the realization of space consciousness is here now. For example, it happens when you acknowledge not only the words that you hear. Acknowledge simply means pay attention. Notice. Just as noticing here, there are two dimensions just the same as when you look up into the sky at night, you will find there are two dimensions. There are the words here, and there's a silent space or stillness in which the words happen.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. That was Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now, from Monique Rhodes' Heartbeat album. I would highly recommend everyone to go in and get a copy of this. It has some of the most evolutionary voices on that album, from Daniel Laporte to Carolyn Mace to Joseph Marshall and so many more. But it's just a great album to actually put in the car when you're on your way to work, or just even working out in the gym. you know, or just if you're just around the house cleaning and putting things together. It just has such a beautiful vibe to it, and I just love the work that she's been doing. Well, California Vision 2020 is coming around the corner, September 20th to 22nd at the Sacramento Grand Hotel. We are looking at how California can become an example for illuminating a brighter future in America. And with the climate that's going on now, we should be celebrating even more, because we're being called to raise our bar of excellence, to be able to tap into our own inner ability to rise out of the rubble, to rise out of the gunk. And we're all a part of this. This isn't about a political party anymore. This is not about a political leader. This is not about a family. This is all of us. All of us are responsible for what we're going through. And for me, I know I'm so conscientious about decisions and leadership and what we do in people's lives and the role that we play in people's lives. And a good leader certainly isn't supposed to take advantage of its people. And I believe that on a very big karmic level, because if I'm taking advantage of the people that I'm leading, I'm stealing from them, I'm abusing them, I'm not using their hard work and energy in a way that's worthwhile or uplifts a brighter future, then karmically I'm going to end up even worse in some other incarnation. I believe that with all my heart. It makes no sense when I observe us as a people, and I wonder, why is it that some souls just struggle? And I'm not to say that they're struggling because they deserve it or they own it, it's what they've created. It still makes me go deeper and think, what is it that they've done that warrants them to struggle so much, to suffer so much? I say to myself when things are going a little bit awry, and I go, what is it that's in my vibration? What is in my vibrational field that is manifest in this reality in my life? This person, this circumstance, this situation. Because the guy next door to me isn't suffering with that. So how come his story is different? So what is it that we're all walking with internally that's actually vibrating our own reality? Stay tuned, because I'm going to be talking to intuitive mentor Terry Christine, who I so appreciate. She spent a wonderful week with wonderful Sister Gita. And I mean, I have to tell you all, I just observing Sister Gita, her energy has shifted so much. So my heart is really extended to Terry and her work. So don't touch a dial as we get Terry on the line and have a little chit-chat with her. But not only until we have a little bit of announcements. Be right back with you soon.
In a time of great change, California can light the path to a brighter future. We're in a land of out-of-the-box thinking, startups, and unprecedented ideas. It's time for a shift. Discover solutions. Let's create a world together at the California Vision 2020 conference held at the Sheraton Grand Hotel in Sacramento, California. September 20th to 22nd. Registrations are now being accepted. Go to californiavision2020.com and let's illuminate our path to a better future. Jet Smarter. Jet Smarter. JetSmarter.com. I hope you get it. Are you ready to travel smart? Imagine no more TSA, no more long lines, no more waiting and shoving and being pat down or even getting seated in the middle. You too can begin to enjoy a royal and peace-filled way of travel with folks on the move doing good in our world. America Meditating Radio is pleased to partner with JetSmarter as we take traveling to a whole new level. All you have to do is call 888-VIP-JET and tell them Sister Jen is set to call you, and use the code AMJET for specials. Join me on JetSmarter.com today, and let's make 2018 great.
There's God-like and warlike and strong like only some show. And there are sad-like and mad-like and had-like we know. But by my light, the eye spirit, and by my heart, the eye woman, and by my eye, and by my hand me I hold.
They say slowly brings the least shock, but no matter how slow that I walk, there are traces, empty spaces, and doors of locks. But by my light, the eyes peer in, and by my heart, be I woman, and by my by my hands be I hold.
You young ones, you're the next ones, and I hope you choose it well. Though you try hard, you may fall prey to the jaded jewel, but by
your life be you by your heart be you women, and by your eyes be you open, and by your hands be you whole.
There are waters hidden from us. In the maze we find them still, we'll take you to them. You take your young ones, may they take their own in turn, and by
our lives be we spirit,
oh.
And by our
Yes. Welcome back. That was testimony from Sweet Honey in the Rock. It's our awakening time, and it's our opportunity to step into our power. But do you have the intuitive skills to actually really listen to what's at the base of your consciousness and fix what needs fixing, or adjust what needs adjusting, or basically decide to throw something out which no longer serves you? Well, today it's my privilege to welcome Terry Christine, is an international known intuitive life coach, psychic medium, speaker, author, and creator of The Secret Power of You, The Master Course, and Power Stream. After experiencing a spiritual epiphany, Terry further developed her powerful, clear skills that allow her to see, feel, and hear subtle energies to help more people. Now, as an intuitive mentor, Terry has mastered the ability to access her own intuition. This allows her to fully envision the struggle, hurt, fears, and anxiety you're going through. Terry works with clients all over the world and continues to be a source of emotional and spiritual support. Terry's new book is entitled The Secret Power of You, A Guide to Mastering Your Inner Greatness. Terry, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Sister Jenna. That was so kind. I love you. Oh, my God, your voice is so mesmerizing. I love it.
Well, you know what? You stepped up. You stepped up and took care of someone who means so much to so many of us. And I remembered when we were meeting in the Meditation Museum and I asked you, Terry, what's really your success rate with working with your clients? And you said 10 out of 10. And I was like, okay. If you can take care of this person, I will consider you the best. And I just remembered, because I know that we're all in our own journey, and we're all, you know, we're just going through our processes, right? And you stepped up and worked with somebody who means a lot to us, and I could see even within her there's been a huge change. But thank you. And let's talk about you. You speak a lot about our superpowers and that we all have some kind of a superpower. Some of us know how to access it, and some of us are still struggling. But I'd like you to share with our listeners a little bit about what are these superpowers and how do we access them, and how did you come to discover yours?
So with you know, superpowers are simply you trusting and owning all of what it already is within you. A lot of people will look at things and their experiences around them and push them away as a coincidence. Or you've heard that people say, oh, I did it, but I shouldn't have because my gut told me I shouldn't, knowing that inner being of saying your truth of your yes, 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 what you and your soul is happy to receive or to give. And I found myself at the end of a 14-year relationship struggling, and I was struggling with love. I wanted it so profoundly. We had two beautiful, amazing children, and I was living this relationship feeling no love, but I kept giving, 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 giving to the point that I was drained and empty. And when I found myself on the bathroom floor floating in the universe, I had chosen to say I no longer want to live on this planet Earth. And even though I had two amazing children, I was living a life of feeling nothing, dull and voided. And if you are feeling that kind of pain, and there is a pain when you are feeling nothing because you're begging for love in some form to come into you. However, there already is love within you. I just couldn't find it based on a lot of my limiting beliefs as I was growing up. And I came into the world with two teenage parents. So you can see how there was a lot of lack and all of that, having to deal with separating from that and feeling the love within. So your love within, your inner knowing, that peacefulness of just being is truly your inner superpowers.
You know, it's funny when we talk about superpowers, you know, immediately what emerges in your consciousness is a superhero with a lasso or x-ray vision or has the ability to transform themselves physically. And what you just outlined is that, yes, we do carry our own spiritual weapons. They're innate. They are connected to a quality of virtue, something special in you that's like a special gift, that if you use it, especially when you're being tested or challenged, that's when you get to perhaps identify how really powerful and strong you are. And would you concur that many of us are not even aware of how strong we are because we're so distracted by the pain or the illusion or the what we call in our Brahma Kumaris tradition the Maya, which are thoughts that are from a past that we just can't change. So why is it that we often ignore or even discredit that innate intuition that we're all born with? And is there a way that we can begin to tap into it, honor it, emerge it?
Yes, absolutely. So when you reflect back upon your upbringing, you will see that your mom or dad or your caregivers, whoever they are or were, that they had their own programmed patterns. Let's say that they got up, went to work, came home, did the things around the house, and you went to bed, and you saw that pattern for a year, 2 years, or more. Seeing those patterns, you become those patterns. And when you're young, you don't have the educated mind like the adult who's experienced life. And as a child, with each breath, we take in those experiences and they become our patterns. And as we're growing up, they become part of our subconscious. And then as we get to our 20s, 30s, and beyond, we are triggered by others around us, by what they say or their hand movements or any experience around us. It's not the person in front of you that is triggering that emotion from the past. It is you bubbling up the emotion based on the person, and there is the opportunity to heal from your past. A child can view a parent as not being attentive enough or giving enough or any form of enough, and the child would choose to decide that they're not enough or they don't want that type of interaction, or they want, or they know they have to struggle because they've disconnected from their own internal love. So now all their life they are struggling, or the lack of, or having to fight to be heard. And those moments are really the limiting beliefs and blocks that the child or yourself as the child chose to believe and now is part of your subconscious. And as you are experiencing life now, to this very day, you may even experience a trigger right now or today and realize that that person isn't doing it to you. They're doing it for you so that you can heal and let go of the limiting belief that has got you wrapped around, chained down, cemented down, and believing you are not good enough or you are not heard or you must struggle in order to make ends meet. Because all of that was a reflection upon your upbringing. It's now time to heal and see that everything around you is the opportunity to expand and grow and let go of your past. And if you choose to not do that, each one of those will layer and move up like a tower. And eventually that tower is going to fall over, and then our body is going to respond to it. May it be a physical ailment, or migraines, or some type of disease that will start breaking down the body. And that is why it's very important to address your limiting beliefs and to set them free.
I love that. And it's so clingy, you know, these negative or old memories are so clingy. And yet we are the ones who have to allow it to become unclinged in the spirit. And you mentioned some of this in your new book. Congratulations. The Secret Power of You. Could you please let our listeners know about why did you choose to write the book and how did you come up with the title?
Wow. It was very powerful for me. When I reflected back upon the end of that 14-year relationship, I realized that I was living outside of myself to pull love in, to feel complete and whole. And realizing that I lived outside so much that I found myself in resentment because I couldn't understand as I gave to everything about me. And realize that it's not about just giving. You must have an equal balance of receiving too. And I realized as I had my spiritual epiphany when I ended and walked away from that 14-year relationship, I decided to spend time in finding the inner me. And then I was on a journey of literally, it's been 11 or 12 years now, and I'm still on that journey to realize that, you know, we may have limiting beliefs that are so buried that it's hard to connect and see them until you are triggered. And I am also going to continue to heal from my own things. But when I realized that when I stopped finally trying to pull things in to satisfy those voids and then looked within, to quiet my mind, reflect back on my upbringing, let go of the anger and the resentment and the pain and the frustration and the lack. I could go on and on and on. It wasn't anyone else's responsibility. It was clearly my own. And when I dug deeper and deeper and deeper, it wasn't an easy thing to do. However, there were certain sentences that I chose to own, and that was, do whatever it takes. And when I did that, it was more about the internal mechanism of facing all the pain and the fear and what I chose to decide that I couldn't or wouldn't have. And I knew that internally I can have, I do deserve, I am amazing, I am love, I'm an angel. And I know that and I feel that and I look in the mirror and I want to jump in and kiss that woman I'm reflecting upon. And I know we all have it. And when I realized that inner guidance and that inner power is a secret. It's a secret that has been in there, and it's time to let it out. And that, in my book, is to show everyone that every one of you have it. Doesn't have to be a secret. But please take the moment. Stop running around on that hamster wheel. Clear your mind. Give yourself that gift of quietness within. And reflect back upon, don't want, can't share, yes, you can. And do the things to let go of all of that can't, shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't. And live in ease and grace, because that's what life is all about, to be lived with ease and grace. We will have a duality. There's no question about that. We must be able to expand and grow. This is our purpose on this planet, is to expand and grow. Everything else is a choice. But as you are expanding and grow, you are going to have a duality, and there are going to be some unpleasant moments in this life. And those unpleasant moments are going to be the moments that you can heal the most profound self within. And now it's time to allow yourself to dig deep and let go and cherish the moments that are unpleasant, because it's a moment to heal.
And it's funny, because the times that we're in are actually helping us to do that, because everywhere you turn, there's an energy of pollution, but there's also an energy to clean. And so if you turn on the news, the radio, music, your past, your present, your bedroom, your kitchen, your next door neighbor, your boss at work, the cubicle next to you, there's always this energy, you know, that either makes you feel powerless to be kind, powerless to be respectful, powerless to be pure at heart. And so a lot of folks are walking around, especially now, feeling confirmed in living a low vibrational expression. They are being validated to be aggressive, to be a bully, to be pretty rude towards the way they speak with one another. And unfortunately, there are some people who won't think on their own to distinguish for themselves, is this really how I really want to be as a person? Does this really speak to my truth as a person? Is this how I want to take my last breath, bullying someone or speaking ill words or ill ideas about someone, or just, you know, transitioning from a place of feeling that my religion was superior than yours, or the color of my skin is superior than yours, or my country is superior to yours, or, you know, one of the things that have been disturbing me is the sadness that I sense from families in which their children are now being taken away from them because of certain rules and laws, and because our country is trying to define for itself who it's supposed to be. And I'm all in support of us going through change, and we can see changes happening. But there's this sense of powerlessness that is being confirmed or validated in the media. And when I speak of powerlessness, I say when you're just not kind. So here's my point. Why is it that so many are living in a very powerless state? And also, is there an energy in the soul that is pulling them to a past experience when they felt powerless? And are they just confirmed that?
That's an amazing question. And so the powerlessness that an individual feels is the moment they're choosing to give away all of their own internal power, meaning, just as you literally explained, is that when we're spending so much time listening to everything on the outside, meaning the people that we're experiencing or interaction with our family, or as you explain, in the politics and the external further factors of life and how it's running, that we feel that we're part of that motor, let's put it that way, with a quote unquote, and that we just have to go along. The fact is that just when I gave away my power in that relationship and constantly gave to receive, I was allowing my partner to tell me that I must be a certain way and wear certain things and act a certain way. And what happened is constantly a person can be pulled down, because your inner soul is yearning for fun and adventure, for laughter, for love, for peace. And when you're busy living on the outside of your internal being, that causes resentment, struggle, pain, sorrow. And when you're living in all of that because you think that is your reality, because everyone else is confirming it, then you're thinking, well, it must be because everyone is telling me that. However, you're letting go of that internal being. Now, let me step back to answer the second part of your question, Sister Jenna, is that our limiting beliefs and blocks and things like that, as I was explaining, the majority of what we decide who we are, and it's a lie most of the time, what we're telling ourselves, is when we're growing up. So you could have a sister that it appears that the parent or guardian is spending more time with. So the child decides that I'm not good enough because no one is paying attention to me. And so as they believe that, it becomes part of their subconscious. They're living life in their 20s and 30s and beyond and reliving that which they believe in their subconscious that they are, which is not being seen or heard or good enough. And so constantly they're getting a confirmation that I have to struggle to be heard because I go into the office and they look at me, blink, 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 and walk away. You see, I am not being heard. And then I have a partner. I come home and he doesn't clean the dishes. You see, I am not being heard. So it's a constant confirmation. However, the moment you let go and realize the things that you chose that you are, which are a lie that you've told yourself, which are not, meaning you are heard, you are seen, you're in a physical body, and you are walking around, you do deserve, you don't have to struggle, then you realize that I'm out of this vicious circle, the hamster wheel that my mind is telling me, my subconscious body rules, delete, 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 and know that others are not ruling your happiness and your world. When you live within and the feeling of being in service, holding a door open, smiling, touching a hand, giving a hug, saying thank you, or excuse me, and things like that. That's just gentle kindness with each other. And the more you live in that space, the more you receive more of that, and the more you find that when you are living in that pure form, others are living in that pure form around you. You're like a magnet.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Now, a lot of people tell me about forgiveness and that forgiveness is a very, very big key in our path of healing. Could you elaborate more? In my understanding for myself, and it's, again, a work in progress, I feel like I've come with a script. You know, there's a script written in me. There's no reason why I would say what I'm about to say, despite I have all the wisdom. There's no reason for me to make a decision that I just did or decided to do, even though I knew that there would be repercussions. And so it's as if there's something recorded in the soul, and it drives us to play out a part, known or unknown to us. And yet, as we're traveling on the journey, then we come to a portal or a doorway that says, do you forgive yourself for going against your peace, your purity, and your higher sense of self? And I think many of us struggle with actually starting that journey of self-forgiveness.
Yes, in order to release the pain in your life, you must start with forgiveness. The key component, I speak to people every day, and it's no coincidence that the majority of these people are focusing on drama and trauma from the past, may it be a physical, emotional, or spiritual, from something, and they can't get past it. In order to get past it, you must forgive. But the caveat around this is that most people focus on the person they feel or the place or the experience that they feel was what caused them to be a victim or against them. But let's look at more than just that other person. So let's say you have a parent who was very disconnected that made you feel invisible and that now you're having to fight to do things all on your own and to be seen. And so when you go back and you reflect, the thing that you need to focus on is there was more than just one person involved here. It was the parent that made you feel like you were invisible. Yourself for saying that I must be invisible. So you must forgive yourself and the other person. And also we can take it a step further and forgive God. Now here's the piece around that. Because a lot of people go, this is big and important because when we're focusing on the example between a parent and the child, and then we're taking the lies in and we have to forgive ourselves for the lie, most of the time you will find that during our upbringing, we are heard or told by somewhere or some person that God created the birds and the bees and God created us. And then as we're in our childlike state, sitting in the corner crying because our parent doesn't feel like they love us or we've done something bad and they don't love us anymore, we're thinking that, well, if my parent doesn't love me and I'm a bad person, then God must not love me either. And there is a big component where people disconnect from source. So we can use that word God, source, light, love, whatever anyone chooses to call it. But in this case, I choose the word God. And in this case, when you're disconnecting from God, you will hear yourself saying, I think, maybe, might, I don't know. And those are all words that are telling you you are completely disconnected from God's source because you're second-guessing your inner knowing. And so when you forgive the space and that God, right, that you are one and God loves you and trusts you and supports you in every way, but go back to those moments. So look and reflect about what you're saying because that's a very key component. If you're using I think, might, maybe, a lot, there you go. That's a big one right in front of your face. Forgive God
as you
forgive the other person. I love that.
And again, for me, my interpretation of God is the completed form of my highest self that I have turned away from so much. So the need for us to turn to this energy of the supreme divine ocean of divinity and purity, energy consciousness, is such a requirement now because we've moved so far away from it that not only we might say we're angry with God, but actually we're angry with ourselves because we stopped paying attention to what was our truth.
Absolutely. So as you were reflecting back, live your life in trusting that inner being, that intuition, that knowing that all that is, I call the energy of all that is, the reflective consciousness and subconsciousness and collective consciousness of all of that which you are. We are infinite beings. We're a soul in a body, and when we are thinking, it becomes part of the energy. And so be precious with yourself and gentle with your thoughts, and know that what you're thinking is the strongest part of moving in that fluidness of who you are. Reflect back upon everything that you're thinking, feeling, knowing, and believing, and trust more in yourself, because as you believe in that trust, you believe in the trust of the consciousness around you.
Sounds good. Fantastic. Now, are there any book tours coming up, and can you leave us with a website?
That is so awesome. So right now, I was just thinking that I might do one in Delaware, but I have to contact them. But right now, you can find the book at the Bethesda Salt Cave. I'm getting ready to launch it on Amazon, so we're just a few minutes short of me launching it there. So give me a little bit more time there, and I am pushing it out. But you can find me at many various different places. My website for sure at terrychristine.com. And I also do a Facebook Live every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard to give 30 minutes of clearing limiting beliefs. So please join me there also. And I'm very grateful to you, Sister Jenna, for providing this space to share what we truly know in our hearts to be. And you are an amazing ball of just amazing energy. And I love that word, amazing. It's my day word here. But I truly am mesmerized by you and your energy and the gifts you give to the world. So thank you so much.
Oh, Terry Christine, that's so sweet of you to say. We appreciate you as well. And lots of good wishes. And I'll ask Antonia to see if you can do a book signing at the museum when you have it in your schedule. And we will continue to move forward and rise together. So thanks for your work. And thanks for joining us on air.
Thank you.
So that was rich, everyone. We had a lot of tools that we can now use and take away. Come on, we've got to get our acts together. Oh, my gosh. Because I'm in it with you. Yeah, please think I'm not saying you've got to fix yourself. When I say that, I'm actually talking to myself. There's this deep feeling like there's so much in us that we haven't accessed yet. And there's just something in our base of subconscious that's holding us back. And so if we can apply the virtue of honesty and use the power of discernment and remain consistent and disciplined and just be patient, there will be that day that you'll wake up and you'll just shine like 1,000 stars. And it'll take you awfully many births to actually extinguish that light of yours. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Do go and check out Terry Christine. She's got a new book out, The Secret Power of You, A Guide to Mastering Your Inner Greatness. And remember, guys, what I said early in the conversation. You know, Terry helped us out, and we were really appreciative. And I was very open with Terry to tell her, you know, Terry, I'm not somebody who believes in all that stuff, so I just want you to know that. But I do know that there are people who are born with these gifts. So I don't know if that made any sense to you. So we might be folks who are just going, I don't know if I can understand what you do or the work that you do, but I can sense that there's something that you're called to do, and it looks like a good thing, and let me see if it can work. So remember, guys, we're all here working this through. And whether you are in for something or not, there's always going to be a learning curve there for you. Always. We are here to learn something and get closer to what is our truth, what is our purity, and why we're actually here together. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same. So please, let's turn up the volume and more love. I don't know how we're going to save ourselves with the media and everything just in our face, in our face, in our face, in our face with all these stuff. But do like what Antonia did yesterday. She detoxed of her phone, and we were trying to reach her, and I thought she was doing one of those boycott moments with me. But she's like, no, it's just detoxing. You're away, and so I just want to detox. And so that's a good idea. Let's just detox from the normalcy of negativity, frustration, impurity, and just viciousness. And just viciousness. Just let that go. We are here to learn a lot, a lot. All right, so let's end the show today with Colors of the Wind by Vanessa Williams. Love her. Take care, everyone. Be well.
Thank you.